Hola, hola, it is Fabi here. And if you're an expert over 40, you might be wondering, how do you consistently bring in clients into your business? Now that it seems like people are no longer replying to your emails or your DMs or anything like that, and it's not down to traditional marketing funnels or live webinars or anything like that. It's actually down to doing things in a completely different way. So what do I mean with this? Well, I'm gonna walk you through the three steps to landing consistent clients now that it seems like marketing funnels are broken and not working in the same way anymore. So here's the deal. I want you to think about what happens when you go to the mall and you walk by those little shops in the middle. You know what I'm talking about, right? The moment that they start their pitch, you immediately put your guard up. You know that they've used the same exact line probably over 100 times today. You know that the special price just for you isn't actually special. And you know that the moment that you show any bit of interest, they're going to start their closing sequence on you. So you're like avoiding eye contact, you walk faster, you pretend you're on the phone, anything to be able to escape that pitch. Even if you might even want what they're selling, that transactional approach creates instant resistance. You're not evaluating the product, you're basically defending yourself against the pitch. So what I want you to understand is that that's exactly what's happening with buyers and traditional marketing funnels right now. We need to take a look at what every business and marketing coach has been telling you throughout all of these years and give it a 180, completely turn it around, because here's what used to work. You'd create this irresistible lead magnet and send people through this nurture sequence and a bunch of emails, book them on a strategies call, and use these proven closing techniques to convert these people into clients. You had scripts for everything: objection handling, urgency creation, price anchoring, bonuses, all the things. The problem is that your ideal clients have been through this process dozens of times. At this point, they have a little bit of sales fatigue. And the moment that they sense that they're being funneled, they immediately shut down. Your audience is much more sophisticated by now. And that doesn't just mean that they know the tactics, it means that the tactics are actively repelling them instead. It's like when somebody you can tell memorize a pickup line, right? Maybe the first time you heard the line of like, did it hurt when you fell from heaven when you were 16, you thought it was kind of clever, you thought it was kind of cute. But by the time that you're 40, when somebody comes to you and approaches you with any version of that rehearsed line, no matter how well delivered it is, you're not flattered anymore. You're basically turned off because you can basically see the inauthenticity. You know that they're not really saying that. You know that they've used this dozens of times over the years on other people. You know that they're following this playbook instead of actually wanting to connect with you. And this is literally what's happening with traditional funnel approaches right now. So the shift that most people are missing is that they think that the solution is to get better at funnel tactics, better subject lines, better webinar scripts, better at objection handling, better at closing techniques. But that's like thinking that the solution to someone ignoring your pickup line is to practice delivering it more smoothly. The problem, my friends, is not your delivery. The problem is the entire approach. They want to know you understand their very specific situation, not that you have a proven system that works for everybody. And the thing is that you can't fake that. You can't script that. You can't really automate that. So what I want to understand is that what's working right now is, in a way, the opposite of automation. It's prioritizing human connection over scalable systems. It's choosing relationship building over conversion optimization. Think about the difference between getting your coffee at Starbucks versus becoming a regular at a local cafe. At Starbucks, the system is optimized. It's efficient. It's scalable. You order through an app. They make your drink exactly the same way every time. You pick it up from the counter. It works. It's fine. But your local cafe, the owner might remember your name. She knows you like oat milk, no foam. She asks about your daughters. Some days you can chat for 10 minutes about nothing really important. So the transaction is costing the same, but the experience is totally different. One is really systematic. The other is all about building relationships. And when you're making a significant investing, when you're choosing who to trust with your transformation in your life, your business, your health, whatever it is, these sophisticated buyers aren't looking for the Starbucks experience. They're looking for the local cafe. They want to feel known, understood. Like they're not just another lead moving through a funnel. And here's what's really shocked me. When you prioritize that cafe approach or the Starbucks system, people don't just buy from you, they also refer. They become advocates. You tell, like they're telling their friends, you have to work with this person. By the way, if you want a step-by-step guide on how to actually implement this human-first marketing approach in your own business, I've created basically a companion resource for this episode. You're going to find the link at the bottom of this episode, whether you're listening to it or watching it on YouTube right now. Okay, so you might be wondering, well, how does this look like in practice? So instead of automated email sequences that everybody receives, you're focusing more on sending personal voice notes to people who are actively engaging with your content. Instead of having like these very rigid sales scripts and all these processes to handle objections and urgency, you're focusing on genuine connection. You're actually trying to understand if working together makes sense, not trying to convince somebody to say yes. The result is that people don't feel like they're being sold to. They feel like they're being understood. So I really want to level with you because this idea isn't just that funnels are dead. Because when you hear that, you think it means that email marketing is not going to work for you or that automation is completely useless. And that's not my point at all. Because the shift is really about what you're ultimately optimizing for. Instead of optimizing for quick conversions, you're optimizing for relationship depth. Instead of pushing people towards a purchase decision right now, you're inviting them into your world. My goal isn't to convert email subscribers into clients as quickly as humanly possible. My goal is to build relationships with people who could potentially be a perfect fit. I use email, and I use a lot of it, but I use it to share authentic insights and personal perspectives and real value, not to manipulate people towards making a purchasing decision. I want you to think about the difference between somebody that you meet at maybe like a networking event versus somebody who becomes a close friend. When you meet somebody at a networking event, you're exchanging basic stuff, right? Like, oh, what do you do? That's interesting. I do X or whatever. Like, you're talking about the weather, right? You're talking about surface level things. Maybe you're exchanging business cards. The conversation is pleasant, but oftentimes it is shallow. A real friendship is something that is developed through deeper conversations over time. And so that's what actual buyers want from your content before they're investing significant amount of money with you. They want to understand your philosophy. I call it your angle of mastery. They want to see how you think about their problems differently than everybody else. They want to go deep enough to determine if your specific approach aligns with how they want to solve their challenges. So shallow content typically attracts browsers, but deep content is there to attract buyers. So when you're creating content optimized for quick engagement, like tips and surface level tactics, you're attracting people that are looking for free information. They're gonna consume your content, but then they're gonna move on. But when you're creating content that goes deep, that reveals that angle of mastery, your challenges, their assumptions, that shows the sophistication of your thinking, you attract people who are serious about solving the problem at the highest level possible. And this is where the real shift happens in how premium buyers make buying decisions. It's not just about overcoming objections or about creating urgency. It's about creating genuine connection and real expertise, showing, revealing your expertise. When your ideal client finds you, they're not looking for the cheapest option or the most convenient one. They're looking for the right person, someone who understands their world, that speaks their language and feels like the obvious choice for their very specific situation. So what that means is that you show up like a human being, not just a system. It means that sure, you're willing to be unscripted, to have conversations, to let calls run longer if they need to when there's a really good connection, to send personal voice notes, or, you know, just reach out to people in a kind way. Yes, you might feel like this is unscalable and like we need to build funnels, but what I've learned is that you worry about scalability when that's your actual problem. Right now, your problem isn't scale. It's connection. Your problem isn't automation. It's about building relationships. I would rather prioritize humanity over efficiency every single time. So what's the next step if you're realizing right now that your funnel approach isn't really working or that you've been trying to automate something that actually requires human connection? So how I can help you right now is I'm going to invite you to do something that actually shows you the relationship first approach that I've been talking about. I want you to book a 15-minute brand message assessment call with me at brandmessagesession.com, or you can find the link below. This isn't a disguised sales call with a script I've memorized. It's an actual assessment where I'm going to take a look at your current messaging, your positioning, and I'm going to tell you specifically what's keeping you from attracting premium clients who are truly ready to invest, especially if you're an expert over 40. This right here is what relationship-first marketing actually looks like. It's not about getting people into your funnel. It's about having a real conversation. And remember, if you want the step-by-step guide to implementing this human-first approach, I've created a companion blueprint that basically breaks down exactly how to do all of that. You'll find the link underneath this episode below. Make sure that you subscribe and follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, all the places. And let me know in the comments, have you noticed that traditional funnels aren't working in the same way that they used to? And what's your experience with relationship-first marketing? I would love to hear your thoughts below. I will see you in another episode.